Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
My name is Helen Maese, and this is Apostle Patty Valenzuela.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome. So we're going to talk about something very interesting. you kind of titled it Selective Hearing.
Selective Hearing.
And I love that. I think we've all suffered from that. but you have a story from the Bible that you kind of want to give us a background.
I do. And Helen, you know what's so funny is I just felt the need to bring a podcast and even just a YouTube video so that people can understand what selective hearing is. And it just popped up, you know, in my spirit. I feel like there's a lot of that going on, a lot of selective hearing. And basically what that is we pick and choose what we want to hear. We pick and choose what we think God is saying to us without really knowing the fullness of what God is speaking to us. So yes, out of 1 Kings, I want to share a story with you. 1 Kings chapter 22. And so I'll summarize the story. Here's Jehoshaphat and the king of Israel. And so the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat get together. But before that, there was peace. Aram had peace. Israel had peace. There was no wars at all. And suddenly the king of Israel decides on the third year to go before Jehoshaphat and tell Jehoshaphat, hey, Ramath Gilead, which is a territory, belongs to us. So we're going to go to war and, you know, come and join forces. And so Jehoshaphat, knowing that he's a man of God, he's a man who seeks God. Jehoshaphat tells the king of Israel, yes, my horses will be your horses. My chariots will be your chariots. However, is there a prophet that we need to go and ask? And we need to go before God, ask one of the prophets, and find out what God is saying in regards to us taking Ramath Gilead. And so king of Israel, he agrees, and they go and seek out 400 prophets. 400, that's a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Well, they were all saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. They were all saying, yes, mm-hmm. You know, God is going to give you Ramath Gilead, and go and you will have the victory, and he will give them in your hands. They will be yours. And so Jehoshaphat, such a man of God, he wasn't happy with that response. He said, is there not another prophet? Wow. And so, the king of Israel, I love this story, because he says, well, yeah, as a matter of fact, there is. There's another prophet. And so they go and send for him. And I got to read you the story because it's really cool. And they go and look for Micaiah. I think I said that right. Micaiah. And so here's this prophet, one out of 400, okay? This is a true prophet. And so they ask him, should we go and conquer Ramath Gilead? And so verse 12, I got to read you verse 12 and 13. All the other prophets were prophesying the same thing. Attack Ramath Gilead and be victorious, they said. For the Lord will give it into your hands. And then in verse 13, it says, but the messenger who had gone to summon Micaiah said to him, look, as one man the other prophets are predicting. They're saying success for the king. So they're telling Micaiah, hey, 400 prophets are saying, yes, go and conquer. So be careful what you're going to prophesy, Micaiah. But I love his response in verse 14. But Micaiah said, as surely as the Lord lives, I can tell him only what the Lord tells me. In other words, Micaiah said, I'm not going to sugarcoat this for you. I don't care if 400 prophets are speaking the same thing. I don't care if they're promising the king victory. I am only going to speak what the Lord is speaking. Mm-hmm. In our day and age right now, I think we have a serious epidemic of selective hearing in the body of Christ. Social media. We have quotes left and right. You just have to click on social media, and we got great quotes. We got not so great quotes, but we become suddenly selective hearers. Only what applies to me.
Right.
And so we become like the 400 prophets that are saying, yes, you know, you got this. And suddenly they joined forces. I don't know what was going on in the hearts of those men, but Jehoshaphat knew that the word of the Lord was true. He was a seeker of God. And so I love this story because Micaiah was, he went against everybody else. Because he was only going to say what God is speaking. So, question. Why do we become selective hearers? Why do we only hear, pick and choose certain parts of the Bible? There's a lot of that in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And so we use quotes, we use scriptures to attack others.
Right.
We attack other people to justify ourselves. It's like, if you're going to throw that quote on me, girl.
Right.
If you're going to throw that quote on me, boy.
Yeah.
Let's get from Genesis all the way to Revelation and let's settle this.
Right.
Because we're called to hear what God is speaking. Wow. Not what, you know, some quote said. So let's talk about, why is there so much selective hearing? Why do you think?
I think pride has a lot to do with it. You know, nobody, there's this, I can't remember what it's called, but basically to the effect of, the first thing you hear, that's the first thing you believe.
Wow.
And so it's so hard to break somebody out of that, because it takes a lot to say, well, I was wrong. I need to humble myself and admit that was wrong.
It's good.
And so, you have people who believe in abortion that will use scriptures to justify abortion.
Marijuana. I've heard people say, you know.
It doesn't say I can't smoke it in the Bible. Yes.
Or, you know, there's some things in some scriptures that aren't, you know, necessarily thou shalt not do.
Right.
But, you know, and even Paul said it, you know, everything is I can do anything basically. Uh-huh. But not everything is beneficial to me, he said. Mm-hmm. And so I think we become even selected hearers because there's something at the root of our heart. Mm-hmm. I need something to justify what I'm about to do. I need something to just, you know, justify. Yeah. But somebody who is humble, who loves the Lord, who is a seeker of God, and has their life surrendered. I think that surrender is the key.
That's it.
If your life is surrendered,
yeah,
and really surrendered, so when you are offended, right, and I know I need to forgive, I'm not going to use a quote, I'm not going to use a scripture to justify, or I'm not going to use some justifications for me to go and do things that I'm not supposed to do.
Right.
So a selective hearer has a justification behind them.
Oh, that's good.
They want to justify what's really going on in the soul. Mm-hmm. So I find this, Pharisees, they had to find something to attack Jesus with. They had to find a scripture. And Jesus knew their thoughts.
Yes.
You know, and the Pharisees would always ask Jesus these questions. So Jesus, you know, what do you do if a man or a woman is caught in adultery?
Yeah.
Woman that, you know, was caught in adultery.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus knew it was a trick question, you know? And sometimes the religion in people, you know, can cause them to be selective hearing also, because it's religious, you know? They only wanted to hear partial, and Jesus caught it. Jesus knew. He knew it was a trick question. They were always tricky. The Pharisees and the Sadducees were always trying to trick Jesus. They were always asking him questions, not because they wanted to know the answer, because they wanted to argue. And so oftentimes when people have selective hearing, it's you know, they pick and choose scriptures. They pick and choose, you know, what is beneficial, because it's a justification of what's really going on at the heart. And so we've got to be free from that.
Yes.
We're either going to want to be surrendered souls that want to hear, I want to hear what God has to say.
Exactly.
And sometimes, Helen, what God has to say isn't beneficial to the soul.
Yeah.
It's not beneficial to the flesh.
Yeah.
And the flesh is screaming. The flesh is going, but no, I want to do this.
Yeah.
And so when you're not a surrendered vessel, you want to hear what you want to hear.
Yeah.
And I think we've all been guilty of that.
Yeah.
You know, where you're just kind of like, you know, and so we go to people.
Uh-huh.
We go to people.
Yes. Tell me what I want to hear.
Yes.
We go to the wrong people.
We go to the wrong people.
The ones that we know are going to feed that ego and tell us what we want to hear.
The 400 prophets.
Yeah.
We go to the wrong people because I know that one. Mm-hmm. They've got that. So, you know, wickedness likes wickedness, and they just attract, right?
Mm-hmm.
But somebody who really wants to know what the God is saying, the Father is saying, I want to know the truth, even if it hurts.
Right.
You know? And that's a true son and a true daughter. Right. Because a true son and a true daughter understand that God disciplines those he loves.
Yeah.
And sometimes what God says, I don't know about you, but I'm sure, when God has spoken some things in my life, I didn't want to hear that.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't want to hear that. I wanted you to tell me how great my future was going to be.
Exactly.
You know, I don't want to hear that I got to cut that in my life. I don't want to hear that I'm wrong in that area. I don't want to hear that I'm off. It's just that, God, you don't understand. Did you see the whole situation? But look what they did to me. And God's going, I don't care. I want you to just break that flesh, and I want you to humble yourself.
Yeah.
And so you nailed it. Pride does it. Pride, you know, the flesh, it wants to, it wants, please tell me I'm great. Please tell me I'm fine. Please tell me I didn't do anything wrong. But that's selective hearing.
Yeah.
You know, and so we tend to gravitate towards those mm-hmm. that will tell us what we want to hear versus those that tell us what we need to hear. Yeah. And I don't think there's growth in that. I think that selective hearers just never grow.
Right.
Because you're always feeding.
You're always feeding. And I remember, if I could give this testimony, when my husband, I'm currently married to him. Well, I'm married to him. But when we were dating, and I remember plain as day, the Holy Spirit told me, you know, you need to stop this relationship. And I was like, what?
Wow.
But I love him. He's a godly man. He's serving you. You know, he wasn't somebody who was bad. But I just felt the Holy Spirit saying, you need to stop this relationship. And I remember I talked to you.
Yeah.
And I had that moment where it's like, I can either pretend I didn't hear that, or I can humble myself and say, you know what? I didn't want something that wasn't from God.
Yeah.
I didn't want something that was just going to fail. I didn't want something that wasn't blessed.
Yeah.
So, and I remember God, through you, started exposing a lot of things.
Wow.
And it wasn't that he was a bad man. He was just not, it was not the time, and it was not right at the time. I didn't understand at the time. So I called it off, and I let him go. And this is the guy that I thought we were going to, you know, get married. And so, and in that time that I let him go, God did something in me, and God did something in him. It completely changed us forever. And I think it was a month later, you know, it was blessed again. It was right.
Wow.
And God used you and Pastor Andy in our lives to, you know, it was blessed this time.
Wow.
And so I am forever grateful that I listened to God, because had I not, I mean, who knows what would have happened, you know, who knows along the line. Those things don't last. And so I could have used scripture. I could have used memes or you know, those daily quotes. I could have used friends to tell me what I wanted to hear, but I didn't want that. I wanted, God, what do you have to say? Because I don't want something that's gonna fail. I don't want something that's gonna just end and crash and burn.
Wow.
And so it was like Jehoshaphat,
and look
wanted
at,
to hear,
and look at you now.
And it's, we're blessed.
You know what's incredible is when you say that, you know, I can think of so many times in my life that I could have gotten selective hearing, you know, I could have chosen selective hearing. But when you understand that God sees it better,
right?
He sees it above. And I think we become our own God when we start to move in that direction, because what we're saying is we don't really value your opinion, God.
Yes.
Because my opinion is better than yours. And so selective hearing has, you won't say that with your mouth, but there's a hidden motive, a hidden agenda, a hidden problems in the heart, pride, hidden pride that says, you know, I really don't trust God. I don't trust him. You know, we want to do this, and this is what we want to do. And so the flesh is screaming, and so it's not really Holy Spirit led. Mm-hmm. So we really grieve the Holy Spirit. Yeah. We really grieve, because the Holy Spirit, you know, he speaks. The Holy Spirit counsel. He's called a counselor, mm-hmm. and he lives inside of us. So he counsels us. Mm-hmm. He tells us, you know, the Bible says that we have the mind of Christ. Well, how does that work? Well, because we have the Holy Spirit, we can perceive what God is saying. Sometimes the scriptures, or through mm-hmm. the counsel of godly people.
Definitely.
You know, God is not trying to hurt us.
Exactly.
He wants us to win.
Yes.
God wants us to win.
Exactly.
He's so committed to us. He's committed to seeing our victories. He's committed to see us grow. He's committed to see us, you know, prune everything that needs to be pruned. He's very committed to us. He's not against us. And so he's so committed to us because it cost him everything.
Yeah.
It cost him his son. And so he's committed to see our growth. And so oftentimes I think we think that our ideas are better, and they're not. Mm-hmm. He's the God that sees it from above. He's a God that knows the end from the beginning. So he knows how it's going to turn out. The Bible says that our thoughts are not like his thoughts, and our ways are not like his ways. He's got a better way. Believe me, God's got a better way. And so oftentimes we think that our ways are better, and they're not.
Yeah.
They fail.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a lot of Christians do this. A lot of believers do this. They go, they don't listen to God. Yeah. They have selective hearing.
Mm-hmm.
They go around the mountain. They wind up right where they found themselves.
Yeah.
They end up going through consequences, and then they blame God.
Yeah.
They say, but why am I going through it? You're going through it because you did not listen to God. Listen, most of the problems that we are facing today, all the problems that we're facing today, most of them, is because we had selective hearing, and we did not hear, and we did not bend, and we did not surrender to the voice of God. If we surrender to the voice of God, if we just, you know, render our hearts completely, surrendered before God's, and just say, God, you know.
Yeah.
I want to know what you say.
Yeah.
Should I take this or should I do this?
Yeah.
Should I do it this way? Should I do it that way? You know, do I go to war? Even going to fighting a battle. Do I or don't I?
Yeah.
You know, some of you are watching. You've had a lot of selective hearing.
Yeah.
And then we do that on social media.
Yes.
A lot. I see that so much. It's so aggravating.
Yeah.
And frustrating.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's social media is like, a, you know, it's just one post or whatever. And we think that that, you know, I wish I could sit down. Let me tell you, girl, this post you just posted,
yeah.
you know, let me tell you the real truth. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times people just want to justify.
Yes.
They want, and we live in a world and we live in such a society where we put the blame on everything.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody can say anything to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when we really want to hear God, Jehoshaphat was willing to go, well, I want to know what God says.
Yeah.
And then here's the king of Israel, and he's going, but this is our territory. This is ours. And,
wow.
and you know, this is our territory. And so he was willing to go against what God was going to say. But Jehoshaphat's like, I'm not going to war until God says.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do anything until God says it. And I'm learning, Helen, I'm learning how to really heed the voice of God. And you know, I can go back 2-3 years
mm-hmm.
that many of the mistakes that I've made, God had already warned me.
Ah.
He already warned me.
Mm-hmm.
And so because we want something so bad,
yeah.
or we have a fleshly desire,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to give birth to sin, James chapter 1, verse 13, because it's in seed form, and eventually it gives way to sin. And so we're going against what God is saying. So listen, we got to pray for you. Because if you have had selective hearing, you need to stop, pause, and you need to go, why do I have selective hearing? Why don't I really want to hear what God wants to say?
And isn't it just like the devil that, you know, the thing that you wanted, because of that selective hearing, it turns into wickedness.
Totally.
Then you can't even enjoy the thing that you thought you wanted.
It's so
and
true.
So it's just wickedness.
It's so true. And the enemy doesn't want you to win.
No.
He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy.
Yeah.
But he wants to divert you so that you don't hear God's voice.
Because
it's in the voice of God. The Bible says that he orders our steps.
Mm.
Our steps are ordered by the Lord. Think about that.
Yeah.
Every step you take, it's ordered by the Lord. And so if you can walk that way, and how do you hear the voice of God? And that's a whole other podcast.
Wow.
But, you know, just to be able to go and settle that. You know, is this my flesh or is this God?
Yeah.
Is this something that I'm trying to justify
mm-hmm.
or is this really God speaking? And asking godly people, I mean, truly godly people,
right?
Not 400 prophets, you know, and a bunch of so-called friends that are going to tell you, yeah, that's right. Because you've all got the same commonality and you're all wounded and you're all licking each other's wounds. No, that's selective hearing.
Right.
And so we've got to be a people that really long.
Yeah.
And be like Jehoshaphat that really longs to hear the voice of God and to go, God, what do you say? You know, I mean, we think we have our opinions, but what is God's opinion? You know, it's so funny how God deals with me because just when I think, you know, God, speak to me, God, tell me something. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'll wake up and I'll see the scripture and it's like, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Right.
But I thank him
yeah.
because it's what I needed to hear. And so when we are bent before God, and you know, we have a heart that is surrendered before him, and we have a heart that is completely contrite, you know, it's broken before God, we're willing to obey.
Wow.
You know, it's like a kid.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure, you know, kids, you know, if you're a parent, you know, some kids are like, they don't want to hear certain things, but it's for your own good. And so that's how our Father in heaven is.
Yeah.
He sees it from above, and we got to get to a point where we just trust him.
Yes.
We got to pray for people.
Let's pray.
So maybe you're watching, listening, and you have selective hearing. You got to just stop and pause for a moment and ask God why. Are you justifying something? You know, why do you have selective hearing? Why are you picking and choosing the scriptures? You know, why are you picking and choosing certain, you know, quotes or whatnot? You know, is it something that's lying in your heart? Is there pride in there? You know, is there something that just, you know, God needs to deal with that area in your life? Well, God knows it best. And he knows the future, and he knows what's coming to your life. And he has nothing but great plans for
yeah.
our lives. And so I just encourage everybody that is listening to bend and yield to what God is saying. And ask yourself this question. Is it your flesh speaking? Is it you trying to justify something? Or is it really God that has spoken that in your life? And so pause for a moment. Ask the Holy Spirit. You know, if you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, the Holy Spirit will show you. Yeah. Because the Holy Spirit is there to bring conviction. The Holy Spirit is there to give us counsel. And so oftentimes, even if it goes against the flesh is screaming, no, you know, you want this. That's when we got to bend. That's when we got to yield and say, you know, but I would rather choose the will of God. Because the will of God is a better will than yours. It's yours is going to lead you into destruction. Proverbs says, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but in the end, it leads to destruction. Yeah. There are many of you that are watching and you're listening to me, and there is a way that you are walking and you think it's the right way. But if you're not careful and you have selective hearing, it leads you to destruction. Yeah. So I want to encourage everybody that's watching and listening, bend and yield. And my prayer for you today is going to be that you would surrender before the presence of God, that you would go into your closet, prayer time, whatever place that you have, that altar that you build there in your house, everybody should have one, and go before God and say, God, if I have had selective hearing, I want to repent with all my heart, and I want to know what your will is. So, you know, instead of just Googling one scripture to justify you, you are literally saying, God, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to pause for a moment, and I'm going to know. I want to know, like Jehoshaphat, and I'm going to repeat that scripture. But Micaiah, the prophet, said, as surely as the Lord lives, I can tell him only what the Lord tells me. I mean, I pray, and my prayer for you would be that you say, God, I only want to know what you are saying, and I only want to speak what you are saying. Yes. And so I encourage you today, go before the Father, present your request before the Lord, tell the Lord what you're feeling, and tell him that you repent if you have had selective hearing. Amen and amen. And stop using quotes on your Instagram stories to justify yourself. Get the whole quote, and get the whole scripture. So we want to bless everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've got an incredible women's conference that I want to just invite everybody to. I'm telling you, it's a life-transforming, and you're going to have an encounter with God, that I can tell you. The presence of God has been invading our services, Helen.
Oh, it's been different.
It's been so amazing. So incredible. I really feel like we have stepped into revival. I had one pastor here on Wednesday, and she said to me, Apostle, it felt like God was going to come through the roof because the thickness and the weightiness of his presence has been increasing. So I just want to encourage every woman. We are letting men in only because we've had a lot of calls and requests if men That's can come awesome. In because they love Dr. Leaf as well.
Wow.
So she'll be here Friday night. Please, please get here. You cannot miss it. Go sign up because registration is limited and they're filling up. So I encourage you to go get your tickets. And until next time, I bless your life. We love you guys. Send in your questions and your requests. Till next time.
Bye.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.